Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. And if you thought this was going to be a regular Tuesday, come on, son. We got Ed Lover filling in for the BRAT.
Hey! I love this nation.
We love you.
I love this nation.
Welcome back. Coming up, we also got Empire's Jussie Smollett right here in the studio hanging out with us. You don't want to miss that. But we got to open up the circle and get a big group hug going on for our team out there in L.A. Heidi, Frank, Sammy, what's going on, y'all?
Hello. Right, bring it in.
Welcome.
Well, let's get to it, guys. Amber Rose does not, and I repeat, does not want to think about her exes when she in a club partying.
Of course she shouldn't. Why would she?
I wouldn't want to hear none of that Ed Lover music either when I was in.
Oh, police.
Nah, back up.
You ain't been with Amber.
Now, she's in Miami, and she hosted a bash at Aura Nightclub, and allegedly, she requested that no songs by Kanye West or Wiz Khalifa be played while she was in the club.
So now, that's ridiculous.
So if you're a DJ, you can't have no Yeezy in your Serato.
I guess when you're hosting a night, you can request that. But I thought that shit meant, like, if she's in a club, any club, she's like, hey, no, you gotta stop, DJ, stop playing. She's talking about when she's hosting at a club.
But still, what this says about Amber Rose is that she has a problem with drunk dialing. Because if she's reminded of her exes while she's partying, she's gonna be on the phone calling them late night for a booty call. So she's like, don't even remind me. Heidi has the same thing with Winona Judd. You play any Winona songs, and she's like on the phone, Judd.
Lies.
Y'all had a thing?
It was Reba McEntire.
I mean, but like, has anybody ever did anything to remind you guys of an ex after y'all broken up, kind of like spitefully or?
Oh, I'm big on smells. Like, I'll smell
me
something.
Me too.
I mean, Dracar Noir, boy, sent me into a tailspin for a lot of years in the early 90s. I was like, is he here? Is he here somewhere?
See, me, I'm the type of friend, I'm the type of person that if I break up with someone, their name is banned from your vocabulary. So in my group chat, they better not say my ex's name.
Cordell!
That's my pet peeve. Do not bring up my ex's name.
Well, moving on, remember that whole twerking phase that Miley Cyrus went through?
Yes. I enjoyed it.
Do we?
Right. Well, I guess now she is sort of partly blaming her dad, friend of the show, Billy Ray Cyrus, for that.
He taught her to twerk?
Yeah. Oh. Well, okay.
With his achy, breaky heart? dances and twerks at the same time? How you do that?
That's a talent. She recently sat down with a friend of ours, his name's Zach Sang, and did his show. And he was asking her if there was ever a chance of her going back and doing a Hannah Montana type of show. And she said, absolutely not.
That was really hard every day from like 11 to 18 spending. I didn't get a school escape like most people.
Nothing.
I went to work with my dad. That's why, like, as soon as I turned 18, you guys wonder why I was, like, twerking at Juicy J shows. I had just spent 10 years every day with my dad and grandma.
There was no other option.
Yeah.
You had to break free.
I had to break free.
Wow.
Doesn't it kind of make sense now?
No, because everyone spends every day with their parents when they're young.
No, you've got a school break. I'm going to go sit at a friend's house break.
All you have to do is think about how did you rebel when you were away from your parents? Obviously, Heidi, you became a lesbian.
That's you. Yeah, it's just part of my rebellion, Ed Lover.
It's all a phase.
When my mom stops caring, I'm back to guys. I'm telling you. I'm doing it.
This was bottled up in her. So as soon as she heard that beat drop with Juicy J, ass start moving.
Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana.
Twerkaholic.
Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana. I got Molly. I got Wayne. I got Bert.
Who knew you had that in you? All right, we're going to say bye for now, but we're going to be back a little bit later in the show with a scandalous smash alert. He's 67. Don't clap, Frank.
Well,
she's 33.
Well, if she had been 87, I wouldn't have clapped.
but 33.
Oh, yeah. Who is this?
Oh, wait till you find out. All right. Bye for now, Atlanta.
Take it easy, y'all.
Bye-bye.
All right, now moving on. One Direction star, Liam Payne, everybody knows him. Yeah. It sounds like he is being held hostage at gunpoint by Cupid. He was at a meet and greet in Boston and confirmed to the fans that the tattoo of the eye on his arm is, in fact, that of his girlfriend, Cheryl.
Oh, no, no.
Ooh, that's sexy.
No, that's foul. No,
don't. Foul.
I don't want your woman looking at you all the time, a big eye right here.
If you don't do nothing wrong, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Got that right.
Nah. He said to the fans, sometimes it feels like she's always watching.
She is watching. She on your arm.
Yeah. Indeed. Now, Liam also has a rose tattoo on his arm, which is almost identical to the same one that Cheryl has on her butt.
Yes.
Liam, you're whipped. Dude, you are whipped.
He love his woman.
He's got him good.
So at the same meet and greet, Liam revealed his baby son's full name. Are you ready for it?
What? Yes.
It's Bear Gray Payne.
Oh, we knew Bear, so Bear Gray is how they put
That's
it.
That's a cute name.
Okay. I mean,
it's a horrible name, dude. Bear.
I mean, it's better than Ed.
Well, no, Edwin, actually.
Oh, Edwin.
Yes, better than Gary.
Gary.
Well, Bear wasn't
Bear
his idea.
Ridiculous.
It was Cheryl's idea. He said,
absolutely.
It was an internal battle. I wanted more of a traditional name, and she wanted
Noah,
a name that
how about
was
that.
No, it's unusual. Yeah, she said she wanted a name that was more unusual. And the reason she chose Bear in the end was because Bear is a name that when you leave a room, you won't forget. And I like that. I feel like a few years from now, we're going to get a book from him, 12 Years a Love Slave. Because he don't got no power in his
relationship.
None.
I don't blame him. Because I mean, them young boys are being trying to run off and get somebody young, honey, but you got me, baby, for a check. No, ma'am.
Exactly.
No.
That's happened to you, huh, Gary?
No, it hadn't. Yeah. All right, y'all. So now there's a 10-year age gap between Liam and Cheryl, but that's nothing, honey, okay? There's nothing about that, baby. Check out this British actress, y'all, grabbing the behind of a man 17 years younger than her. Oh, my God.
17 years.
40-year-old actress, y'all, Anna Friel, honey. Now, she was getting up close and personal at a party with 23-year-old Stranger Things star Charlie Heaton.
Right on for her.
I don't have a problem
Me
with
either.
It.
I ain't a problem with
it. I love it. Mm. It doesn't need to be a double standard where we're always talking about an older man, younger woman.
Exactly, honey.
She deserves a tenderoni,
That's
too.
Right.
And younger men have more stamina. Nobody want no old-ass man.
Going slow.
What you poke your eyes at me for?
Well, but anyway, y'all, but
Hell no, I'm not older than Ed.
She played his mama, baby, in the movie Urban and the Shad Crew. Now, here's what an
odd look. That movie in your life.
Urban and the Shad Crew?
Yeah. I think so.
But here's
I heard Charlie Heaton was dating his Stranger Things co-star, Natalia Dyer.
They have been rumored, honey, to be dating, honey, and guess what? Nothing is confirmed yet, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's a rumor.
Well, this is a confirmation. If you're on the dance floor and you grabbing on his butt, you know, hiking him up to your body like that, hunching on him, they go together.
But
you know,
it's not like she's not attractive. She got some swag about her.
Oh, yeah, she's a sexy older lady. Yeah, and, you know, 40 years old for a woman, that's when women hit their prime sexually. So they need a man who can keep up.
That's when that rib is good and seasoned.
Exactly. It's been marinated a bit.
Mixed up and marinated.
Yes.
Marination.
All right, guys. Well, we got just enough time for an Insta-dam, y'all.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Good-looking woman.
Yeah, well.
Don't get too hyped.
Yeah, don't get too hyped.
Well, what's going on?
Yeah, because this one is the dude.
Oh, yeah, get hyped.
Right, this is for me and you, Gary.
Okay.
So Kevin Hart took the time out of his busy schedule to have a home haircut with his son, his 9-year-old son, Hendrix. And someone Instagrammed this photo of them, very sexy, with the caption, "Late night haircut for me and my best friend." He looks good. And you see he covered his son up. He don't want you looking at nobody but him.
All eyes on him.
All eyes on this 5-foot body, baby.
5'4".
Is it 5'4"?
5'4".
Once you get to a certain level of in shape, you know, you don't got real clothes.
You don't have to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I got a little in mind, honey.
You're a sleeping bag.
Gary, you look amazing.
Bitch, don't try. All right, y'all, don't go anywhere because, honey, we got an exclusive interview with Hunky Jesse Smollett from Empire next.
I thought you were about to say hung.
Hung?
Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Jesse Smollett recently came in here and dished with us, and let me tell y'all, it was all the way lit.
Yes.
Here's how that went down. Now, the room is pretty lit right now because we have one of the stars of Empire. Let's give a big Dish Nation welcome to Jamal Lyon himself, Jussie Smollett.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
B to the upper 18.
Yeah. Now, what's going on,
what's
fam?
Up, y'all?
Oh, that's my sister right there.
Came through with the goods.
Yeah. Okay, so the season finale is next week. What could we be prepared for?
It's a 2-hour season finale.
Oh, that's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
I'm ready
I think
for
it's
it.
A 2-hour finale. Something goes down, man. And something, some things
you don't
go
get hurt
down.
Again, do you?
I don't get, I can honestly say without you know, giving anything away, mm-hmm. Jamal is settled. Like, he's not going to get shot this
year. Okay, thank God.
This part, he's not going to, you know, start snorting something or nothing like that. So he's, okay. He's all right. But somebody in the Lyon family does, something goes down and
someone gets hurt.
Someone gets hurt. Don't be trying to.
Oh, okay.
Somebody gets hurt, but
Cookie.
We'll have to see.
No, not Cookie.
We'll have to see.
Now, what about Brett? What do we need to do to get Brett back on the show? Because
no,
Jazzy, I
don't
know by
do
now.
That.
No, I know by now that Jazzy's out of jail. Mm-hmm. Jazzy is locked up.
When can we get her back on
life?
The show?
I think one Jazzy in there for
she
life.
She got life?
I think
Jazzy
so.
In there for
but
life.
I'm sure we can figure out how to get her pardoned.
No,
maybe
no.
She just needs to snitch on somebody yeah. like Cookie did.
Yeah.
You heard that, Lee?
Y'all, yeah. There's you always.
I wish I was a producer. While I
know. Right.
You
know.
Don't think about money.
If you was a producer, we'd all be back.
I mean, y'all, are, listen. It would be right? Empire's Dish Nation.
Right?
Yes.
Well, who else would you like to see on the show? Like, big star-wise.
I'm scared to say, if I'm being completely honest with you, I'm scared to say because I feel like, I think it's really cool. I feel like this season, we didn't get wrapped up in the whole idea of like people wanting to be on the show, mm-hmm. which I feel like we kind of did in the beginning of season 2. We got wrapped up in the idea of people wanting to be on the show. So we were just trying to fit
everybody
right. in there. Mm. But if I'm being real, I mean, damn it, I'm going to just reach for the stars because I've been able to sing with some of the greatest,
yes.
you know, female pop stars
yeah.
of all time.
Yes.
So I would love to, like, you know, have Janet Jackson come around and slap my
oh,
hands.
Oh, that would
yes.
be
so
yes.
I'm
that
I mean, I know that she's playing mommy right now. She's
yeah.
got the tour mm. coming.
Yeah,
but yeah.
that would be a good look.
Yeah,
that
I mean, she is.
Look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think that's a dream. Her or, like, Usher or Maxwell or somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
So now you had a really hot love interest, and we all seen that.
Here
so
who would
you so who would you want to cast for your next Jamal's love interest? Who would you like to cast?
You know what? If I'm being completely honest, I would love for Jamal to take some damn time for himself.
Exactly.
I would love for Jamal to have a friend
right.
that he's not
okay.
banging.
Right. Okay.
But Jamal needs to get his self together and needs to maybe. Maybe he just needs a friend like Gary.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, somebody to be like
co-pilot to kind of keep him at bay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Recently on Dish Nation, we did a story about Gabby Sidibe, and she was talking about how, like, you know, when she was like dropping all the weight, she's like, "Yeah, I'm doing coke," and she said no one even like followed that up with like a response or like questioned it. Like, were you one of the people that she said that to, and did you just be like, "Oh, okay"?
No, I mean, I knew the situation, y'all. Like, I didn't. She couldn't like lie to me. You know what I'm
right.
saying? I'm around her all the time. No, I knew what was going on, and I support her fully. My whole thing is, I wish that we could just say to a woman, "You're beautiful," and put a period after that.
Right.
Like, I wish that we didn't have to say, "Wow, you've dropped so much weight." You know what I'm saying? "You're so beautiful now." Oh, wow, you've put on some weight. You're not so thin anymore. Thank God, you look so beautiful. There's always a but.
Right.
There's always some sort of our own personal stupid fantasy attached to what a woman is. And if we could just say, "You're perfect," and put a period after that, we'll be good.
Amen.
We'll be good.
I'll take that.
Before she's looking real perfect right now, though, girl. There's a period after that.
I'll take that with a period, please.
Jussie, man, thank you so much
I
for coming through
man.
And hanging out with us. One time for the big homie, Jussie.
Yeah,
Jussie.
Yeah,
all
man.
Welcome back. All right, we've got a smash alert, and not just a smash alert. This is a smash alert.
A smash, smash, double smash?
Yes, it's so good and juicy. According to the Daily Mail, David Foster and Catherine McPhee are smashing.
Wait.
Yeah.
David Foster,
uh-huh.
the
is he a music producer?
Yes, 67. Catherine McPhee, 33. And I did a little studying on David. Yeah, I know. You're getting the head nod from Frank. I did a little studying.
There's still hope, fellas.
His oldest child, David Foster's oldest daughter, is 47.
Oh, no. Come on. Why do you do that? Why do you have to ruin
it? Because it's gross.
No, it's not gross.
Oh, my God. If you're having sex or dating a woman who's as old as your child.
No, this is like being a freshman dating a senior.
Citizen.
Okay. Yes, senior citizen. But still. Moving on, we wouldn't be talking about Catherine McPhee and David Foster canoodling if they'd have done it in the new terminal at LAX Airport called the Private Suite. Ooh. As for celebrities, if they want to hide from the paparazzi.
Oh, I love this.
$2 million they spent on this.
And what?
For an extra $4,000. On top of your ticket and everything else.
Okay.
For an extra $4,000, you can go through the private suite, which has, like, these ultimate lounges, private security as far as, like, checking you and checking you in really quick.
Right.
Private car service to drive you to your plane at the terminal wherever you're going to be taking off from.
I don't know.
All for the low price of $4,000.
But then that means if you're going to really enjoy the lounge, you want to get to the airport, like, 2 or 3 hours in advance. Otherwise, you don't want to get there, I just got here, my flight's in a half an hour. Well, the lounge does you no good. Because you're not going to be spending any time there. So it's a waste of money.
If I paid $4,000, I'm spending the night there. I'm showing up at the airport a week early. I'm living there for a week, drinking the free cocktails, taking
free
the
breakfast,
shower.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, free breakfast.
Well, that's what my question is going to be. How much is it to fly a private plane?
Yeah, I guess the A-listers would get their own private flight.
Yeah.
Right.
True A-listers aren't flying commercial anyway.
So basically, they built this so they can make money off the people who are trying to be seen and trying to be recognized as a big-time celebrity.
The guy that's, like, was on a show for 3 episodes on the WB, and he's like, yeah.
The only guy who signed up so far is John Lovitz. I'm in the private suite.
Hey, Gary, do you ever feel stressed out?
Baby, yes, honey. I definitely feel stressed, honey, every once in a while. We all do.
Well, you know what? I got the perfect thing for you. This little fidget spinner, you're going to be seeing these everywhere, man. These things are blowing up across the country, and it's so cool. It allows you to, like, relieve stress. Mm-hmm. If you get anxious a lot, it can cool down with that, and it helps you focus.
I usually pour a nice glass of wine if I'm stressed, so I don't know.
Well, this is way healthier than that, and if you know somebody who smokes, it actually can help them beat smoking.
Oh.
That thing can do all that?
Yup, and it can help with ADHD, or if you're the type of person who likes to fidget a lot, you can just fidget with your spinner.
Oh, give it to me.
I mean, because it gives your fingers something to do.
Boom, exactly, and you'll feel more calm, and it's fun. Look at Portia.
I'm not fidgeting.
Oh, my.
Yup, and for right now, we have a great deal for all our Dish Nation viewers. Now, normally this fidget spinner will cost you about $19.99. Mm. But for our Dish Nation family, it's only $9.
Oh!
That's 55% in savings.
We can all afford that.
I mean, and then we can take that thing anywhere, too.
Yeah, we should buy one for everybody.
Everybody. Ooh. All you gotta do is go to luluway.com/dish and get the fidget spinner, and in no time, you will be feeling way less stressed.
Nice.
So zen.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Real Housewives of New York and Skinny Girl mogul Bethany Frankel is joining Shark Tank, y'all.
Yeah.
Very interesting. She and A-Rod are joining the rotation of sharks for season 9.
That's dope. I like that. I like that whole thing. I like A-Rod because he robbed the Yankees for like $250 million. So he should be on there to show people how to rob people.
Exactly. He knows what to do.
Yeah,
Bethany Frankel definitely knows a good product.
Yeah,
she
that's
sees
right.
one.
She
oh,
does.
Yeah.
She's well, a
she
skinny created, girl stuff.
Yeah, she created a brand and sold it, and that's exactly what a lot of people who come on the show want to do.
But Bethany's only worth, or reportedly, y'all guess how much?
What?
How much?
$25 million.
Oh, my God.
$25 million?
That's it?
Yeah, she
is. Like the rest of us
all. She's destitute. Oh, my God.
Is she going on as a shark or a contestant?
Gary, come on now.
Marsha.
$25 million. She can invest in one of my businesses and help me a lot, okay?
Mark Cuban is worth billions.
Yes, yes.
The comparison is striking,
yes,
but still,
honey, but
she's offering celebrity.
I think it makes it realistic because, like, you know, she has just as much to lose, if not even more than the average person, because whatever she invests in gotta work out.
That's right.
Well, I tell you one thing. She probably won't be investing in as many businesses as the billionaires.
Thank
you. But she'll be there to lend a lot of advice.
Bethany. Yeah. Hi, I'm Ed Lover. I have a blunt spray. All right, you spray it in your car after you don't smoke blunts, and it takes all the smell out of your car.
They already have that.
I know. Yeah,
I'm sorry, they do. Yeah.
It's called Lysol.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.